Hello and welcome to Show Me the Podcast, an entertainment podcast hosted by two chalk and cheese best mates. I am your host Lorraine and I'm joined by my co-host Harry.
Hey, you remembered my name.
I always remember your name. And we are of course doing this in different locations. Harry's at home in Worcestershire and I am in Somerset. And this week we are going to discuss Captain Fantastic. And when I say we, I mean Harry, because my week has been manic and I just didn't get a chance to watch it. So for that, I do apologise. So talking of weeks, what have you been up to, Harry?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one.
I'd say a lot of people can probably say that.
Yeah, for sure. I've really not done much of my personal time. I've just drawn and read.
I seen the picture of the owl. That was really good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, trying out some ink drawings, something new.
So, really, really impressed.
Thank you. What about you? What have you been up to?
I don't know. I've just been...
Hold on, your notes are... I laugh out loud.
I think today was the worst day for... I suppose everyone's in the same situation, but just trying to organise. We found out today that nursery was closing and Deb's working from home and I'm going to try work from home. And I was just trying to organise that and organise stuff with nursery. And it was just a bit of a... So this week's just been, I don't know what's going on with my life. But today, I feel like today though, I finally got it all sorted as much as we can. So that's good. So yeah, so that's basically been my week. Just trying to sort what we're going to do.
Oh, well, I hope you managed to get it sorted.
Yeah. I think we have. So we just have to, like everyone else, we just have to hope for the best.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Like how everyone's come together at the moment. And like... trying to do things for people, you know. It's like I had to phone up my local council about my council tax, not to moan, but just to check some facts. And without asking, they were like, can we do this for you in this current time? Can we, you know, and we sorted out a new payment sort of system. And it was just like, I was just like, wow, people are going above and beyond. Some people. Anyway, like, you know, a lot of stuff I'm seeing, it's not sort of negative. It's like, how can we help? And I just think I get quite emotional, like looking at all the stuff, like people being nice. It's really like, wow.
Yeah, no, where I live, we've got a couple of pages on Facebook where people are like putting up stuff about they need. And literally within seconds, everyone is jumping all over it to help. Like I was doing stuff for two people tonight. Like I was out of the house for 2 hours running around for people and everyone's doing it, so it's great. There are a few obviously that not, but you know, who are taking advantage, but let's not talk about them.
No, it's not.
But so it's quite positive all around and hopefully it'll stay that way because there's a lot of scared people out there, so
and we're gonna try and keep upbeat and try and podcast and hopefully provide some entertainment amongst it all.
Well, I think you know, especially for people that are into podcasts, you know, or into your movies or watching your shows or listening to the radio or something, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff out there for you kind of all to catch up on and, you know, stuff like that. So I think podcasts, especially because me, when I'm at work, I do listen to podcasts. So I think this is like, you know, a great thing to have out there for people to kind of listen in on. So hopefully hopefully we'll be one of those people that entertains people while they're stuck indoors.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah. So it's that time.
Remember, dear listeners, you probably didn't hear it here first. On the record and not so hush-hush, Lorraine's movie news. So my movie news is a little bit different this week. I've decided to kind of do it's more of an entertainment related news. By showing, you know, if any of you have been on social media recently, you've probably been seeing what certain celebrities have been doing to kind of, you know, help people. Some of them are in quarantine. Some of them have it. Well, I only know of one that has it, and that's Idris Elba, obviously. But, you know,
and
so...
Tom Hanks.
And Tom Hanks, and Rita Wilson, you know. So there's a few of them that have it. But everyone, like, you know, we were saying about people in your community, the celebrities are trying to do something. So I thought a really good one was... people like Josh Gad and Amy Adams are reading stories. So I think that'd be nice for your children, you know, to kind of keep them entertained. And you, you know.
Me.
Not you. Well, you. You too. You can enjoy it too. I've also seen certain celebrities like Chris Martin and
John Legend,
Keith Urban with his wife Nicole Kidman at the side singing, and people are putting on little concerts and stuff. And
yeah,
I seen Chris Martin was kind of doing like a guess the song or something type thing. So I thought that was really fun. And something that you actually commented on, Harry, was that you know, around unfortunately 120,000 people in Hollywood,
yeah,
you know, could be out of work. And something I've seen a lot on Twitter is people, freelancers, but something actually my brother-in-law wrote, because he's obviously worried about his job and he won't get paid if he is put out of work for a while, is he was like, do you know what, I'm gonna go and try and get a job as a van driver for
Alex,
you know,
said the same
Amazon
thing.
Or something, or
yeah,
Tesco. And I was like, brilliant idea.
Yeah, no, I
that
agree.
That would be an absolute brilliant idea. So yeah, so I think, you know, and there was another thing actually I liked. I watched it today actually, was the song Imagine, which I think is a very fitting song. You know, Gal, I can never say her name.
Godot. I think it is Godot.
Yeah, yeah. Her, oh God, there were so many of them on there. Sarah Silverman, there was quite a few on there. Silverman, sorry. But yeah, so I just think it's really nice watching all these celebrities coming up with ways to entertain people, you know, including children. And I just think it's a really nice thing to do with all these people who are quite vulnerable. And on top of that, you know, just check in on your neighbours and, you know, just keep an eye out to see if you can do something, then go and do it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really lovely how some like celebrities are coming into the mix. I have to shout out, and again, it's not movie news, but I have to shout out to, let me just quickly find his name. He's a football player and he owns a hotel.
Gary Neville.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Ryan Giggs. And they've opened up their hotel to NHS workers. I just thought it was...
But they've also...
That made me cry when I was watching.
I know,
that
but they've also keeping their staff on.
Yeah, I know.
And then you get, sorry to bring the tone down, but then you get fucking Branson, who's worth $4 billion. Yes. And he's fucking laying them off. Like, do you know what I mean? That's, and then of course all the memes are going around, all the pics are going around. You have to look after your staff first, because if you look after your staff, basically good business. And he's doing this, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's great to see. I seen that today actually. And I thought that was really cool. So I actually turned around to, I think it was Dev today. And I said, you know what? There's a lot of faith in humanity being restored over
That's
the past
true.
Few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is true.
And it's sure. It's really nice to see. So yeah, so I'm very, I thought, you know, that was more appropriate, especially in this time, to kind of acknowledge what people are trying to do.
Yeah.
Including celebrities.
Yeah. Well, going back to the whole music thing, those musicians performing live gigs on like social media and stuff, they, not to sound like a douchebag, but I highly recommend just putting on some music, ideally jolly,
and just have a dance,
and yeah, just have a dance, because it would just, I know it's easier said than done, but hopefully it'll just make you feel that bit much better, because music's just like,
yeah,
above. It's amazing.
Yeah. And also, I won't say one thing, if people have reached out to you to help, take it. Don't feel you're being a burden, just take it.
Yeah, don't be terribly British about it.
No, stiff upper lip and all that,
yeah,
out the window.
Yeah.
Cool. So speaking of sitting in and watching all the lovely shows we're going to, what have you watched recently?
Not a lot, actually.
I think because we're doing these weekly, it's really hard.
No, no.
I was like, shit, what have I watched? I'm really like picking everything up.
I've watched my regulars. I've watched my Portrait Artist. And
yeah.
And then I did watch the first episode of season 3 of Westworld.
Was it good?
It was different to the other previous series, because they were obviously all sort of set in a Western sort of 1918, you know, back in the day. Back in the day, yeah. And whereas this is set in the present in the show, which is obviously the future, and like it's all very urban and modern. But yeah, it was good. And oh my God, I think the best thing about, there's two really good things about it, and that was Evan Rachel Wood. She is just...
Isn't she
actress.
In the first one? She's in all of them, isn't she?
She's in all of them. She plays Dolores.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay. I won't tell you too much there. But then secondly, it's the score. I need to find out who's done the score, but it's sort of really sort of... I can't even explain it. It's very sort of Blade Runner 2049-ish, so it's really good.
Cool.
And then I watched... I wanted to have this discussion with you because I'm going to admit I'm on about my 7th rerun of Gossip Girl, and it's not like watching it like with my face fixed to the screen, but I just have it on in the background. It's like my comfort viewing, and I was just like, I want everyone to be really honest and say what their comfort viewing is, and mine's Gossip Girl.
Mine's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh really?
Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. At the moment it's episodes, but I kind of have a few. So I have 30 Rock,
yeah,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodes, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I've never watched that.
Oh, I love it. So good. It's Tina Fey. I love her. She's brilliant. So yeah, I understand that.
Good. But I mean, we act all cool like we're into, like, you know, really, you know.
I think I think my main one is probably 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that you've been watching.
I've probably seen that. Yeah, God knows how many times. It used to be Friends, actually. Mm-hmm. But I haven't watched that in a long time. But I've probably watched Friends a lot more than 7 times.
Yeah, so yeah, mine used to be Friends, Sex and the City, and Buffy.
Oh, Sex and the City, yeah. I used to have that.
I tried to watch Sex and the City the other day, and I was just like, I'm just not in the headspace for this.
I'm the same. Yeah.
So what cool. You watching?
I watched Brightburn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. It wasn't. I saw the trailer for that when I went to see Us with Steve.
Yeah.
And I nearly jumped out of my bloody skin because I remember thinking to myself, my God, this is the trailer. What's the, you know, the film Us was even worse, like, for jumping. And I just remember I jumped a lot that time. Sorry, I keep lifting my hands.
No, I love it. Lorraine's really gesturing as she talks. I'm
loving
it.
and you know, I did enjoy it, but I thought there was so much more they could have done with it, and I didn't get what I wanted out of it. Do you know what I mean? And there is also, basically, when you watch it, when anyone watches it, the first thing you're going to think of as if Superman was evil when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think at one point they even say something along the lines of, you were put here for a reason. It's something along that line. I mean, basically, I remember listening to it going, you've just watched Superman, haven't you, when you were writing this.
Right.
But, and it doesn't give you, it just didn't give me what I wanted. But it's worth a watch because there's a bit of gore. It's, you know, the gore, the jumps. The gore is quite gory, actually. I seen one scene, car scene, an accident, and I was like, whoa. But it's not amazing, you know?
Okay. I don't know if that's what I'd watch.
It's not your thing. It's really
you look
not.
Like, you don't like Mr. Burns, right? Lorraine's yes. Like got her fingers together. She went, it's not your thing. like a counsellor.
Tell me about your thing.
I know.
Oh yeah, sorry. I've also been watching because I love this show, and I know it's not real. And if you listen to John Douglas, he will tell you it's not real. He's FBI and Criminal Minds. The last season of Criminal Minds is on. It's season 15, and I'm in the middle of watching that. So, and I fucking love it. I absolutely love it.
Season 15?
Season 15, yeah. Finally finished it. But I mean, it's not finished yet.
Or is it a documentary?
It's fiction. Oh, God, yeah, it's fiction. Because when I was listening to an interview of John Douglas, he was like, you know, when people watch Criminal Minds, believe me, it does not happen like that at all. And but they're all FBI agents, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, so it's one of those shows, they solve it within minutes type thing, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, I love it. And they talk about serial killers and stuff, so
there's a big market for police procedurals. People love them.
Oh, I love it. I love a good cop show.
I liked NYPD Blue back in the day.
NYPD Blue, my God.
Oh, and I liked Third Watch. Is it Third Watch? Yeah.
Third Watch? I think that's what it was.
It's like set in Brooklyn and it was always on at like midday, and I think so I always caught up on it. But anyway, yeah, it was fine.
All right. Okay, cool. All right then. So, seeing as I didn't... when I say I didn't watch this, I watched it on... No, okay. I didn't watch it but I started to watch it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
I was expecting a text, actually.
Okay,
that.
So I was, believe me, there was a bit of anger. Because Harry knows what I'm like when it comes to stuff like that. Yes. So the first scene is really quite gruesome with animals. And
that's misleading. Animal.
Okay, animal. And I just remember, actually, the exact words that I text but didn't send were, "Why the fuck did you tell me to watch this?"
It was a test.
Yeah. And then I started watching it, and then I stopped. I had to go and do something, and I stopped it. And then when I went back, I just seen it on, it kind of come off Netflix, but it was still there. But it was just a picture of Viggo Mortensen sat on a chair, you know, like, I think, is he in a church or something? And I just thought, he looks really sad. I can't handle sad today.
No,
but I knew it was going to be sad. I knew it was going to be about his kids not having, you know, the life that everyone in society expects him to have. And I just, sorry.
Shall I give everyone the synopsis first?
Yeah, you do it. I'll drink my glass of wine.
Okay, so Captain Fantastic is a movie written and directed by Matt Ross, and it came out in 2016, and it had a lot of critical acclaim. I think it premiered at Sundance and blah blah blah, and yeah, it was loved. So it's about, it follows the character of Ben Cash, and he is the father of six children, and he is rearing these children in the Washington wilderness, and he is teaching them how to survive in the wild. He's also keeping them very fit. He teaches them languages, he teaches them philosophy, and it seems quite an idyllic kind of lifestyle. And you find out that he is married, and that they do have a mom, and that she has been away for 3 months, and that she's killed herself.
I didn't know she'd kill herself. I thought she had died.
No, she's been in a psychiatric unit, and she kills herself. And her parents don't approve of him and their life together. So they tell him to stay away from the funeral. They're going to give her a Christian burial. And she wasn't a Christian. He knows that she had Buddhist beliefs. Yeah. And so they go on like a journey out of the wilderness, out of their life that they know, down to New Mexico, I think it is, to go to their mom's funeral. And it kind of follows their journey as they do this. The first 5 minutes are a bit intense. I remember thinking, we're such different people. Like, I'm not into killing animals. I think it's awful if it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But you'll find out that it isn't unnecessary for them in the terms of the life that they've chosen to lead.
No, I got that. I just wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, but no, I was a bit like, fuck, you know, he slashed that deer's throat, and he's... and then Viggo Mortensen feeds him the heart, which was a bit over the top.
But, yeah, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, well... I'll come back to that. But okay. The thing was when I was watching it, I was just like, oh, he closed his eyes when the deer looked at him because it camouflages him better. Oh my God, that's a tip.
Do you know why I had a problem as well with that scene? Because they spend too much time with the deer. We get to know the deer. So it's not like it's just like, oh, there's a deer, kill. It's like, let's have a look at him. Let's watch him do a few things. And so we get to know him.
I think they were establishing that it was somewhere deep in the wilderness.
Yeah, I know, but we got to like the deer.
I don't think we did, but
okay. Do you know what the scary thing is about you now?
What?
You are surrounded constantly by deer. Someone needs to let them know.
I'm not going to kill the deer. Oh my God. Did you see the picture I posted today?
The one with about all the deer looking at you. There's about five of them.
That was a little bit creepy.
That was amazing.
It was amazing, but they all came up to the front and I was just like, oh, and I was like spying at them through the blinds. And then I don't know what it is. I didn't move or anything, but they just sensed I was there and they all fucking looked at me in one go. It was like a horror movie. And I was like, I'm so glad there's glass between us. But yeah, no, there's one amongst that herd. He's really got different features to the others. And he was just a bit more like friendly than the others. Aww. So we're calling him Diplo. Diplo dear, after the DJ. So yeah, I won't be killing any of them unless, you know,
no,
the world goes to shit and I've got to survive, then yeah, but hopefully it won't ever come to that. So anyway, back to the movie.
Sorry.
It's fine. Yeah, it gets a lot. You suddenly, like, when they go back to their camp, you see that it's actually quite an idyllic kind of lifestyle, if you're into that, which I kind of am. I like the idea of sort of going off grid and just, you know, they've got a little sort of allotment set up and they've got stores of all their stuff, and they just sit and read, or they play music with one another, or they like speak in different, like they practice different languages and stuff. And I just thought it was interesting, and at first you're like, oh, they're really quirky, but then that, I think that's what the film gradually gets throughout the whole thing, and it's really clever in the way that it does it. You're at the first, if you're someone who kind of likes that idea, you're like, yeah man, yeah, totally respect what you're doing, and then as the film goes along, you're kind of like, oh, maybe I take that back a little bit, because are you actually sort of, you know, damaging your kids in a way? And then at the end, I don't think it's a spoiler to say, stuff happens and it kind of, a balance is found.
Can I ask a question? What year in the film is it set?
It's present day.
Oh, it's modern. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So my personal view on that type of lifestyle in this day and age is not good. Solely because, from what I gather, they're completely out of touch with everybody.
Not,
is that right?
No, not completely, because quite quickly he takes his older son, Beau, played by George McKay, actually, into town on their bus called Steve. And they go to like a petrol station, and there's some girls there, and the lad looks like nervous because he's like 18 or whatever. And Viggo, Ben, that character, the dad, he says, go and talk to them. And he's encouraging them to like socialise. Yeah, but the thing is, he's Beau, the George McKay, is just like, no, and you're like, you've kind of messed this kid up, like.
So if they've been in this lifestyle all their life,
yeah, pretty much,
that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it is.
And because I'm not being funny, you know, teenagers growing up have certain things happen to them, and they need to experience life with people that aren't their siblings.
No, I agree. Well, you know? Okay, so I am going to do spoilers because you're asking too many questions. Okay. So you find out really quickly as well that George, that Beau's character has been accepted. What?
It's nothing sexual with his siblings, is
no,
it?
No! Okay, if you let me finish.
Sorry.
Okay, here's what I was about to say. Is that Beau's character has been accepted to various Ivy League universities.
Ooh.
So Princeton, Columbia, Brown, Harvard, they all want him. But he keeps it a secret from the dad. And then later on in the film, he works up the nerve to tell his dad that he's been accepted. And his dad's just like...
Question.
Yeah.
How does he do it if they're off the grid and they don't have technology and postmen? Does the postman?
What am I about to say?
Sorry.
he says to his dad, like, Ben says, you betrayed me. How could you go behind my back? And like, you know, we stick it to the man. That's one of their sayings, stick it to the man. Like, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to be in an institution and all this sort of stuff?
Yes.
And Beau goes, you know, this is what Mom was helping me to do. She did this behind your back. She helped me get into this university. And he's just like, what? He didn't know that his wife would have done that. And so that's how he achieved it. But this I won't spoil, but there's something that happens and I like the twist. I was just like, yes, that's a nice way of doing it. So
okay,
you'll see when you watch it.
No, I know, I am going to watch. I didn't realise this film was that old, actually. I thought it was quite a recent film, but...
Well, it's not. It's only like 4 years.
No, I literally thought it was last year. I didn't. The arrogance of me. I only noticed it last year.
I think it, but, yeah.
But I do want to watch it. I just think when I was watching the beginning of it, I thought, no, I need to be in a different mood for this film.
I think it's really misleading, actually, because you think that, but then you watch it and you're kind of like, well, I will say, and I say this with love, but I think you might, like, because you don't have patience for people that kind of irk you, and like, but, and he does some things where I'm just like, dude, and I reckon you'd be like, oh, fuck off.
I don't have patience. What?
Well, no, but you know what I mean. Like, you'd be like, I know. Well, you did do this. You're like, yeah, no, this isn't for me.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it, I just thought it was really interesting, especially, and you're a parent, so you might think differently, but somebody who isn't a parent who does sometimes think about what it would mean to actually bring someone into the world and raise them, and, you know, I can only imagine how fucking, what a head fuck that is to have to think about how to raise a child. I just think I can think a bit more sort of roundabout at the moment because I haven't got the pressure of having to do it there right, you know, now. So you do think about like different angles of it all. And I think it was interesting watching it as someone who isn't a parent going, well, would I do it like that? Or would I do it like that? You know?
Yeah, but you do that. Like, I did that before I had Riley. Like,
that's
what I
mean. But yeah, that's the approach I think, can bring to it.
I think for me, especially only having one child, I see the importance of interaction with other children. This is the thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with living kind of in the arsenal of nowhere and having all your, you know, that type of lifestyle. But I think it's very selfish because obviously this guy does is what he wants. He, you know, he's not thinking long term. He had a life probably. Did he live, for use of a better term, normal area childhood?
Yeah. Well, you only presume so because you meet his sister who lives a completely different lifestyle.
Exactly. So yeah. I think I always have a problem with parents who, I don't mean like, there's obviously we all do things that we feel are right, but I mean the extremes.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, this is an extreme and it's very unfair to have six children who don't have, because these, you know, like if you take even you, your brother and sister, you're three very different people and you're like that because A, of who you are, but B, you've all got different types of lifestyles, different types of friends that you got from growing up. Now, you know, they don't get that luxury. And I think that that's a basic right that you should be able to grow with other people, with your peers, so to speak.
I don't know, though. I suppose a bit of it is nature versus
nurture yeah.
And sort of, I'm trying to think of another example, phrase, but it's not coming to me. But so one of the children, he's sort of like one of the middle children. He disagrees with their setup and he's like, I want to stay. When they go to New Mexico, they see their grandparents, the mom's parents. And he's like, I want to stay with them. And actually, the guy who plays him, he is so similar of a young River Phoenix. He's got that he's got kind of got like that fiery sort of, you know, brokenness to him. I want to use a different, but do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's how he comes across. He's called Relian in it. They've all got made up names, which I kind of like.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
It's things like that. And I kind of get the messaging there. So he says, his name's Bo Devon, and he's flirting with a girl and she's like, oh, that's where's that name come from? And he goes, all our names are made up. Our parents wanted us to be unique or something. And I was just like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, because like on the other hand of it, the other, you know, end of the scale, I think what we have now, as in, like living where we live, I think that's too much of an extreme.
Yeah.
At the same time, I almost think you should have their world and our world and kind of meet in the middle.
Well, watch the movie.
Okay.
That's all I'll say on that. But yeah, at the end, like, I think worlds combine in a... Well, it's really interesting. Okay, I'm just going to say. So at the end, towards the end, he questions his own skills as a parent and he decides to leave the kids with the grandparents. Yeah. And it's just like fucking heartbreaking.
See, that's why I don't want to watch it.
No, but then Then they actually snuck on the bus, and he's shaved his beard off and he's like just sat there sort of looking really sad around a fire. And they get off the bus and they're like, we're not going to leave you, Dad, but you just need to sort of, we all need to be changed some ways. And then, okay, this is a massive spoiler, so if you don't want to hear it, like skip ahead a little bit. But because the mother, she was a Buddhist and she didn't want to be buried, they dig up her and like Buddhists get cremated. It's really nice the way they do it. Okay. They dig up her body and the family take her away on the bus back to Washington State, and they cremate her on like the cliff edge and like sing a song, like her favorite song, and it's just so lovely. It's really nice. And then at the end, he's got them in a house and they use the bus as like a chicken coop and stuff. They still kind of live like an off-gridish life, but the kids go to school and stuff, and they're just kind of sat there at the end waiting for the school bus, but reading, and he's just sat there thinking, and you're just kind of like, okay, they've made a compromise, and everyone's kind of a bit happier for it. And yeah, so it's good, it's nice, it's a really nice film, and I didn't think Alec would like it, but we both at the end were just like, that was nice.
No, I am gonna watch it, but like I said, I just wasn't the other day I was just like, no, I don't want sadness. So I started watching Criminal Minds about murder.
You're a funny sausage.
I know. As I was sat watching Criminal Minds, I was like going, so I don't want to watch this lovely film because it makes me sad. So I'm going to watch a TV show about people being brutally murdered.
Yeah, okay.
It's a different type of sadness.
I like that. Look, look, look on the way.
Oh god! When I went to the supermarket, I've noticed all the alcohol has gone down major.
Oh really? I went to buy some because I was thinking, because you made me think, oh yeah, I should probably get some alcohol in. Alec bought his own beers and didn't buy me any. Yeah, I know. So I went and I thought, oh, I'll get some alcohol whilst I'm here, and I didn't have any ID on me, and I just thought, I know what will happen. They will try and ID me when I don't have any, so I'll just give up. So yeah, no alcohol for Haribo.
So have you anything more to add about, I will watch it, you've sold it to me.
It's really weird. It's just come about. I've watched this, which is again somebody who sort of lives off grid, doesn't really have much social interaction, and weirdly at the same, well, I suppose I was influenced to watch this from the book I'm reading this book called Maborinia.
No, I'm just really tired.
Sorry. I looked down at my screen and Laura's like halfway through.
Sorry, I'm just really tired.
It's fine. Yeah, no, I'm reading this book called Where the Crawdads, I think that's how you say it, Sing by Delia Owens. And it's about this woman in the 60s who's been charged for murder in the marshes in North Carolina. And she's known as the Marsh Girl.
Is it a true story?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think it is at all. In fact, it's not. But it's a good book, and I'm like halfway through that, and then I've watched this, and it just seems to be a pattern that I keep watching things about people living off grid. It's probably not a good thing.
You're a bit more out of the way now with your deer running around.
Yeah, they are my deer.
I'm surprised you haven't named them all, because I would have by now.
Well, I can't tell them apart yet, apart from Diplo, so... Okay. As I start to get to know them more, I will.
Okay. Get some good names.
Yeah. However, I was talking to this about this film to somebody, a couple of people at work the other day, and Tara was telling me about a film called The Mosquito Coast, which apparently it sounds similar to.
Have you not seen that with Harrison Ford and River Phoenix? No. It's like 1986.
Yeah, I know. How did you know the date straight off?
I think it's 1986.
It is. I looked it up the other day.
Yeah, Mosquito Coast is a great fucking... Honestly, I swear to God, watch films with River Phoenix in
them. Do watch. I thought you were going to go, just watch
films. No, watch films. If you can find My Own Private Idaho, Mosquito Coast, just fucking watch films with River Phoenix in. He is so talented.
To be fair, I've only seen Stand By Me and Last Crusade.
No, because like My Own Private Idaho is with Keanu Reeves. Great
not
film.
Not seen that either.
This is the other one. I can't remember the name of it now. oh, I can't remember the name of it. I'll look them up and send them to you. But no, I meant because like that's what I always said like about River Phoenix is like he was like my Heath Ledger. Do you know what I mean? And because I think he's only a couple of years he would have been only been a couple of years older than me. And he's fucking amazing. Honestly, you should watch his films. They're so good.
Okay. Yeah. You know? Maybe because I've had my George MacKay season. Maybe it's a River Phoenix season.
Yeah, because I think that's how with the Mosquito Coast. I think that's how he ended up in Indiana Jones.
Oh right, okay.
Or vice versa.
Because Harrison was just like I've worked with this kid.
Or vice versa. Right. It was one way or the other. Because when was Indiana Jones and the
Last Crusade?
Yeah, what year was that?
I don't know.
I think that's how it ended up. I think he kind of gave him the push. Nod.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that film, 89. Wow.
Yeah, so he worked with them on Mosquito Coast then and recommended him, I think, for Indiana Jones.
Because, yeah, the Mosquito Coast, according to Tara, sounds like Captain Fantastic, but a really dark version of it. Yeah. And, I think that's one to watch as well for my off-grid theme.
They're really interesting background, that family. They were part of a big cult and not a good one.
You mean the Phoenixes, not the cat family and Mosquito?
No, Phoenix, yeah. All of them lot. So, yeah, no, they're a really interesting bunch. And but him, so you can kind of, like, when you see Joaquin Phoenix, you know, because he is a fucking talented actor.
Yeah.
You know, I think if River had been alive, the two of them would have fucking taken over, you know. And their sister, she was in Parenthood. I think Rain Phoenix, her name is. I think that one was in Parenthood. Yeah. So yeah, you should look into them. They're really he's a great actor, definitely.
Okay.
And actually, they would have lived that kind of off the grid lifestyle of this film, the Phoenixes.
Well, I know a little bit about them. I don't think they were quite like that. They were more sort of just it was more of a commune kind of thing.
Yeah, that was the cult.
Okay, I was trying to be a bit like. Okay, a cult.
Yeah, it was a cult and not a good one. Definitely check them out. But the Mosquito Coast, well, okay, if it's like that, because I really enjoyed the Mosquito Coast. I haven't seen it in years, though.
I haven't seen it. So.
I probably have to see it. No, you'd like, if, yeah, you probably, I remember loving it.
Yeah, but doesn't he go like, spoiler, doesn't Harrison Ford go nuts?
Yeah, I think he does. I'd need to watch it again. I haven't seen it probably since the 90s.
Okay, well, I'm going to end the Captain Fantastic bit on the fact that you do see full frontal Viggo Mortensen nudity.
Oh,
and
nice.
He just goes, it's a penis. Or he says something like that, like, it's just a penis.
I do like Viggo Mortensen, though. I think he's a great actor.
Oh, he's wonderful in this movie. Is he? I mean, he does. I mean, obviously, we love him as Aragorn and stuff, but I remember watching him in... I can't remember the director, but History of Violence. Remember watching that, thinking, wow. And yeah. Eastern Promises. He's amazing in that. And like, and then he's a completely different guy in this. And you just like...
Is Eastern Promises the really rude one?
Rude one?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
It's History of Violence on the staircase is pretty rude.
Yeah. No, no. There's something with the word East in it that I remember. I remember me and Steve went through a phase of meeting up to watch movies together and everyone we picked out was just...
I thought you were meeting up to watch like porn.
No, every one of them was basically porn.
Oh my God.
But one of them had East in the title. And then I remember we watched another one and that was basically porn. And we were like, we were watching Bad Boy Bubby and that was really fucked up. And we were like, oh my God, every film we watched together is really messed up.
I remember you two getting together to watch that film because I just flat out refused. I think I walked out of the screening, didn't I?
I don't blame you.
It's horrible. It's in,
everybody
like,
watch Bad Boy Bubby.
No, don't do it. It's a horrible, horrible movie.
It's so fucked up. Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to do, actually? I'm going to tell...
I thought you were going to watch that.
No. The Sorry You're in My Seat guys, I'm going to tell them to do an episode on it.
Oh no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Sammy would watch it.
Why would he watch it?
Because he's into the same shit. Because I'm not into that film, but I think Sammy could handle it.
Oh, I did hear them raving about The Devil's Reject. I was like,
I haven't listened to that one there. Did they like it?
Yeah, I think they. Sam definitely enjoyed it.
Actually, although Bad Boy Bubby is worse if you're a boy and have a mother.
Please, let's change the subject. How did we even get to that? This is what happened with you.
Okay, so fantastic captain. Captain
Fantastic. Okay, yes, go watch it. I highly recommend it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so what are you going to watch next, lady?
I think I mentioned this one before, but I'm actually going to watch it now. And it's, oh God, I don't want to say.
I'm reading your notes. Lorraine. No, you know what? It's your thing. You own it. You own it, girl.
I'm going to watch Lost Girls, which is about a daughter who is missing and the cops don't really care because she was a sex worker, and it's based on the Long Island Killer.
Is this fiction? Is this
it's true.
A documentary?
It's true. No, it's a TV show. I think it's a TV show, but the killer is real.
And okay, so where are you going to watch that? Netflix. Oh, I would like to say Captain Fantastic is currently on Netflix to watch.
So
Lost Girls.
Yeah, the Long Island Killer. I think he was also known as was it Craigslist Killer or something? But yeah, Joel Rifkin. Yeah, that was his name, Joel Rifkin. Mm. He weren't very nice.
No, I can. I haven't even watched it or heard of him, but I can imagine from your notes that he was not very nice.
What about you?
So, okay. You are such a conundrum. You're like, oh, I'm not watching any horrible. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'll go watch some killers. Okay, I'm not. I haven't really got. I don't know how things are going to go at the moment because of the way cinemas and stuff are. But I did see today that Emma, which was recently in the cinemas, they are now going to put it on to stream on demand. So I'm going to watch that again. I really liked it.
Actually, think it's saying that. Do you think that the cinemas are gonna basically release the films, and you pay for them? Because I seen one thing where it was £20, but they can't expect people to pay £20.
Well, I really don't. I don't know enough about the business to really say anything that would probably make any real sense. But I have heard people talking about that. You know. They might have to start negotiating with Netflix and Amazon and stuff to release movies. But do you know what? I think there is an end in sight, and if they can just be, I don't know about the financial side of it. I really don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
Hold off for a month or two. But to be honest with you, if they put up to watch a film for £10 or £15, I think I'd be happy to pay for that for some of them.
True. Yeah. To be fair. Yeah.
Because that's the cinema ticket, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's some films that, I mean, a lot of the times, if I am going to the cinema, obviously not things like Emma's, but cinematic stuff that I like going to the cinema specifically for, like 1917, like when I saw that and stuff. If there was a movie coming out that was due to come out like that, but I might hold off until things have hopefully months in advance calmed down. But if it were more other things, I think, what was it? I don't know, other movies that were due to come out and they weren't so a big cinematic deal. I'd pay the money and watch it at home.
Yeah, because I really want to see obviously Black Widow and Wonder Woman, but I really want to see them at the cinema.
Yeah, but then I have to say, at the end of the day, if watching them at home helps the business continue, I'll do that because, I fucking love cinema and I don't want it to.
Well, I was going to finish with, if Black Widow and Wonder Woman come out while we're on Don't Go to the Cinema, I will be watching it.
yeah for sure
I will be. We've got a big TV. It'll do.
Yeah, exactly. And people have worked really hard to put that together, so
yeah.
Find it really weird how production stopped on TV shows and how they're having to stagger them out, because it's gonna be weird, especially for those people that need their EastEnders every time. Not me.
Oh, actually, that's true. Soaps.
Well, yeah, because EastEnders is going, I think they show it 5 days a week. It's going to 2 episodes a week now. Because obviously they filmed it in bulk, and I guess they're having to spread it out because production stopped. Don't know what's going to happen to My Home and Away, because I freaking love My Home and Away. But,
God.
Anyway, we're bringing it down.
Yeah. Jolly, back to serial killers, Long Island killer. Cool. All right, then. So where can they find us?
They can find us on Instagram, Facebook as Shame the Podcast, and Twitter as SMTPcast. You can also find us on WordPress as Shame the Podcast. And if you're me, you won't update it enough, but Lorraine tries her best. Sorry.
We're pretty updated on it. I think we've only got about 2 or 3 to put up.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And where can we find you, Harry?
I am on Instagram and Twitter as Tales of Peck. You?
Lorraine Purgeon as... Lorraine Purgeon on Instagram and Twitter.
Every time.
I know. I'll get used to my new name eventually.
It's been over a year.
Nearly 2 years, I know.
If you have the time, please go onto Apple, iTunes, podcasts, that kind of thing, and rate and review us. It would be really good because it could get us at the rankings and allow other film lovers to see us in there. And also just like and share where you can on your various podcasting platforms. I'm sucking at it too.
And social medias,
yes, yeah. Oh, and don't forget, if you feel so inclined, send us a voicemail via the Anchor app, or just, you know, record it and send it in via email to showmethepodcast@gmail.com.
cool. So thank you for listening, and we will chat to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.